B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Queensland Health, that's in Australia, has been forced to issue an apology after a health hotline nurse gave bizarre advice to a distressed caller rather than immediately directing her to an emergency department. The health department is investigating the nurse who told the patient, who, by the way, had called regarding severe abdominal pain, to pleasure herself under the shower and rub oil in her anus.
Huh.
Righty.
And does that work?
I don't know. The woman had just undergone a serious operation and had called the hotline late at night as a last resort because of her level of pain. The hotline receives around 100 calls per day, though the number of calls has surged during the pandemic and is operated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by a team of close to 170 registered nurses.
Sounds like you need some finger blasting and ass oil.
Staff at the helpline have at least 4 years experience as registered nurses and regularly complete training in critical thinking and clinical reasoning. The nurse in question, who is currently not working, is believed to have 5 years' experience. Only doctors are allowed to diagnose patients who call the helpline, with staff given strict guidelines on how to respond to callers. While the service is not an emergency service and doesn't replace medical consultation, it connects Queensland residents to registered nurses who can assess patients' symptoms and provide health information. So they're checking on that.
Yeah, just to make sure it doesn't happen again.
A Fergus woman. I don't know where Fergus is, but she had been fined $25,000 after pleading guilty to importing bovine semen into Canada. So I guess Fergus is in Canada.
Yeah.
The woman was handed the fine on August 26th. She imported the bovine semen without a permit.
Here, try this milkshake.
February 25th and February 24th, 2017 to 2018.
For what purposes? We assume for its actual legitimate use, right?
Yeah. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency said that it executed warrants in Ontario and Alberta on May 10th that resulted in a large seizure of unlawfully imported bovine semen.
My, something's wrong with this Cool Whip.
The rest of the seized semen, a total of about 1,553 straws were forfeited to the Ministry of Agriculture for disposal.
Bull semen comes with straws?
It's in a straw.
But oh, yeah, okay.
So here. Hey, I'm sorry, you forgot my straw?
Oh. Can we have two? So you know those old shots of the 50s at the old mold shop with the mm-hmm. two guy and girl over a big glass of bull semen?
All right. In Colorado, if you see fish falling from the sky, it's the Colorado Parks and Wildlife pilots stocking mountain lakes with thousands of trout by dropping them from an airplane. That's how they do it.
Now, and they don't suffer any damage in that process?
No, they don't. About 380,000 trout have been stocked by airplane into 330 lakes in Boulder, Graham, Jackson, and Larimer counties. Yeah. It's efficient, the fish culturalist Doug Sebring said. We can get a large quantity of fish into a high mountain lake that are basically only accessible by foot or horseback. The pilots fly 1 1/4 inch trout to the destination lake, and they just float on down once deployed from the airplane about 100 to 150 feet above the lake.
That is wild.
He said they're so small and they don't have a lot of mass to them, so their acceleration rate is pretty low.
Do they do the same process with repopulating the bison herds?
I think they do it the same way, Steve, yeah. The trout are bred at the hatchery and transported for stocking. While they're very small, it takes about 2 years for the fish to become at least 10 inches long, which is the legal size for you to catch them
in
Colorado.
It's like tornado frogs, Preston.
Yeah. They turn into... They start off as tadpoles.
In the clouds.
Yep, and then they come down and...
Who was that?
That was Casey.
Not me.
Yes, it was.
I don't know who you're talking about.
An electronics engineer in Berlin who goes by the Twitter handle Spacebuck created a butt plug that can be controlled by his Twitter followers.
Listen, once you've met female Joe Pesci...
This is brilliant. Spacebuck created a Wi-Fi-enabled battery called the 00 that allows anything that takes AA batteries to be controlled by the Internet. He decided to test it out in real time on Twitter by linking it with his feed. Every time someone liked his tweet, the butt plug vibrated for 10 seconds.
Wow.
And every time someone shared it, it vibrated for 30 seconds.
Oh. Jesus.
I love this.
Up my butt.
Nick, did you find Spacebuck?
Yeah, it's Hey Space Buck on Twitter.
Okay.
And
so like something.
Is the butt plug on there?
Yeah, I'm looking for the butt plug, but he talks all about it, and he also owns a fleshlight. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just cool. Like you.
Yeah. No.
No, he's a co-owner. Come on.
No, I decline that offer.
He's an investor.
Space Buck's butt plug is, there's a name for a band, Space Buck's butt plug. Is about more than just getting off. He said, I'm interested in exploring the paradoxical combination of intimacy and distance.
No, it's about getting off.
This is an extremely intimate project, one that involves me telling people about my personal butt activities, he said, and adding that this project allows him to be publicly open about his sexual proclivities and social in how he pursues satisfaction, but he also gets to have safety of using an anonymous persona.
Well, we've been looking for something to put on the store after the shower beer can holder.
The Twitter-triggered butt plug.
Yeah.
The Preston and Steve Twitter-triggered butt plug. I like
that'd
be
awesome.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
British man who was denied an alcoholic drink aboard a flight to Palma de Mallorca because he was too drunk, and he went on a rampage and bit off part of his traveling partner's ear.
Oh!
Yeah. His own friend. The 29-year-old...
You're the worst friend ever!
First tried to open a fridge containing booze and then swiped a drink from another passenger before the flight from Birmingham touched down. While members of the Civil Guard spoke to the crew about the man's actions, a fight broke out in the cabin. They said that they entered the aircraft and saw the detainee attacking another passenger after biting off part of his right ear. He was overpowered and arrested. The injured passenger, described as the drunken suspect's friend, was taken to a local hospital for treatment. As were the officers who were hurt in the scuffle during the arrest.
We are no longer friends.
The suspect has not been named, by the way. A man is under arrest and faces a dozen serious drug and identity theft charges after what began with a bicycle missing a light. Police say Saturday evening an officer noticed a man riding a bike without a light on his bicycle. He was going to pull him over and tell him it's dangerous to do that. After the officer turned on his emergency lights, the man didn't pull over and instead tried to get away.
High speed chase?
On a bike, making multiple turns and pedaling the bike extremely fast. Police say the man ditched the bicycle, threw a backpack on the ground, and began running down a driveway. Police say the man tripped while trying to jump a 3-foot fence, and the officer yelled that he would use his taser on him if he kept running. At that point, the officer says the man put his hands up in the air and exclaimed, I just need to poop.
That's the second time we've heard that excuse in 7 days.
38-year-old Samuel Rojas was arrested. In searching Rojas in the bag, they say he tossed away.
Yeah.
They had too many he's in here. Police say that they found 3 different cell phones, brass knuckles, a pill cutter, $240 in Confederate and counterfeit currency marked prop only, well over 100 blue oxycodone pills laced with fentanyl, 9 suboxone strips, 2 pipes of scale, numerous knives, and some suspicious checks.
Something's up.
He also had a felony warrant, so they got him. But he had to poop. No word on if he actually made good on that or not. A 44-year-old plastic surgeon sued multiple times in recent years for medical malpractice by past patients was arrested on domestic battery charges. Mark Arlen Clayman was arrested just past midnight by the Jacksonville police. Clayman's arrest report says the victim came home from a party and got into an argument with him. Now, as she walked away from Clayman, he pushed her down and then grabbed her leg and pulled it behind her neck before slapping her thigh. But here's what I found interesting about this story. Clayman and his father, Lauren Clayman, operate a plastic surgery center. They had already settled 290 previous medical malpractice lawsuits.
290?
That said the two men botched breast implant surgeries that left 2 women disfigured and in severe pain. Yeah, 290. Jeez. How do you survive that many malpractice suits?
Well, here's one patient that was happy with his work.
Those latest suits claim the father and son committed similar behavior in 2016, 2017. They offered relatively cheap plastic surgeries.
I mean, this,
then, after the women complained of problems, the claimants claimed the implants were defective or leaking and offered free follow-up surgeries. Now, the claimants were paid for unnecessary surgeries by the breast implant manufacturer. So they were doing it on purpose.
Man.
Yeah, that's horrible.
What horrible people. And then you throw in domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Just a prince.
Everyone handles neighborly disputes in their own way. A Utah man decided the best way to approach his neighbor's Airbnb guest was with a shotgun. Man has been accused of chasing the guests away when they mistakenly pulled into his driveway. That warranted
that was
a shotgun.
The reason to come at him with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plot in that show Love I was telling you about that I'm watching on Netflix.
It is?
Yeah, pretty much. They get an Airbnb and the guy comes out with a shotgun.
Yeah, it sounds like this. Apparently the issue between the two, or at least the owner, and this guy had been going on for a while, with police being called on the man September 13th. Upon searching his home, authorities found 27 different firearms. So he likes to use them, apparently. Burned by a bad breakup in 2018, clinical social worker Diane Sylvia turned to one of the patients at her Linwood, New Jersey practice, a one-time gangster, hoping that he would help her exact revenge on her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man.
She said he needs his pretty little face bashed in.
You see?
A broken arm would help, too. She would only find out months later that her patient had ratted her out. The hitman he enlisted for her was working undercover for the FBI, and their brainstorming sessions on the attack plot were being recorded.
What kind of world is it where you can't even trust a hitman?
On Tuesday, Sylvia pleaded guilty to solicitation to commit a violent crime, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. During a hearing before Judge Joseph Rodriguez, which is in Camden, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
She admitted taking out a home equity loan to pay for the $4,000 fee. At the first meeting, Sylvia explained to the undercover agent that her ex, who lived in Massachusetts, had conned her out of money for years. She also made vague allusions to, quote, some stuff her boyfriend knew about her that could get her in trouble with the state licensing board. She said, how is attacking him, or the FBI agent was saying, how is attacking him going to help you with going after your license and stuff? And she said, it's just going to make me feel better. It's the only way I can get him back. Sylvia kept in touch with the agent over the next several days, at times wavering on whether she wanted her ex killed or simply maimed, and whether she wanted to go through with the attack at all. But when they met in person at her office 2 weeks later, she was back on board. She said, how about we break one arm and just mess up his face? Something that makes him not so cute. Something so he can't do push-ups, so he can't work out. She drew the line, however, when the would-be hitman suggested throwing battery acid in the man's face.
I'm not a lunatic.
Sylvia and the agent met again the next few weeks to finalize the plans. She handed over the cash, and she was arrested 5 days later, and now she's pleading guilty. Yeah.
How many stories have there been of people being arrested by undercover people posing as hitmen?
Yep, it happens.
It happens a lot.
Yep, and remember, one of the last ones we had was a guy who runs a website.
Yes.
That says, you know, essentially killer for hire. And these idiots will
contact him,
commission him, and he just sends it right to the police. Wow. All right, that's your Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.